this isn't the Book of Mormon. It's not from the Book of Mormon. But I've been reading some poetry lately by a poet named George Herbert, who lived in England. He was born in the late 1500s, wrote through about the mid 1600s. So he was a little younger than Shakespeare, a little older than John Milton. But he wrote during their period. He was a devotional poet. He was a priest in the Church of England. He was heavily influenced by John Donne, though he had less baggage than John Donne. I first read George Herbert when I was in college and have lately been reading a book of poetry, of his poetry that was published after his death called The Temple. He collected it, passed it off to a friend who published it after Herbert's passing. Anyway, I've been reading some of these poems, and it struck me that it's Easter, and they're very appropriate for Easter, and I wanted to share some of them with you. But let me know what you think. The Holdfast. I threaten to observe the strict decree of my dear God with all my power and might, but I was told by one it could not be. Yet I might trust in God to be my light. Then will I trust, said I, in him alone. Nay, even to trust in him was also his. We must confess that nothing is our own. Then I confess that he my succor is. But to have not is ours, not to confess that we have not. I stood amazed at this, much troubled, till I heard a friend express that all things were more ours by being his. What Adam had and forfeited for all, Christ keepeth now, who cannot fail or fall. Easter. Rise, heart, thy Lord is risen, sing his praise without delays. Who takes thee by the hand, that thou likewise with him mayest rise, that as his death calcined thee to dust, his life may make thee gold, and much more, just. Awake, my lute, and struggle for thy part with all thy art. The cross taught all wood to resound his name, who bore the same. He stretched sinews, taught all strings, what key is best to celebrate this most high day. Consort both heart and lute, and twist a song pleasant and long. Or since all music is but three parts vied and multiplied, O let thy blessed spirit bear a part, and make up our defects with his sweet art. I got me flowers to straw thy way, I got me boughs off many a tree, but thou wast up by break of day, and brought'st thy sweets along with thee. The sun arising in the east, though he give light and the east perfume, if they should offer to contest with thy arising, they presume. Can there be any day but this, though many suns to shine endeavor? We count 300, but we miss. There is but one, and that one ever. Iesu. Iesu is in my heart. His sacred name is deeply carved there. But the other week a great affliction broke the little frame, even all to pieces, which I went to seek. And first I found the corner where was I, after where S, and next where U was graved. When I had got these parcels, instantly I sat me down to spell them, and perceived that to my broken heart he was, I ease you, and to my whole is, Iesu.